From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate has passed legislation with tax cuts and $30 billion of loans aimed at helping small business. The measure passed 61-38. We get more on the story from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Arizona Republican John Kyle likened the small business package to the Troubled Asset Relief Fund, known as the bank bailout from 2008.
I would argue that this TARP-like lending thing, it's an idea that may be well motivated, but it's not the way to help most of the businesses we're talking about. Just don't raise their taxes.
Throughout the debate, Republicans continue to call for the extension of the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts at all income levels. The bill that passed would include $12 billion in tax breaks and create a $30 billion lending fund targeted at small businesses. House lawmakers are set to take up the bill early next week for a final vote before it can head to the president's desk. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Government Accountability Office will review the FBI's handling of the anthrax investigation. That review comes at the request of a bipartisan group of lawmakers. More from NPR's Kerry Johnson.
Five members of Congress asked the GAO to look at scientific methods that led the FBI to close the anthrax case in February. The FBI says Bruce Ivins, an Army scientist who committed suicide, is responsible for the anthrax attacks that killed five people in 2001. But New Jersey Democrat Rush Holt says he has doubts about the way the FBI handled the case and about how closely the U.S. monitors labs where anthrax is stored. The GAO says it will take a broad approach and will work with the National Academy of Sciences, which is conducting a similar review. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Tropical storm Carl, after dumping plenty of rain in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, has crossed into the Gulf of Mexico, where it's now a hurricane. Forecasters say the storm could strengthen further before it again makes landfall on Mexico's coast sometime tomorrow. Bill Reed's director at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It maintained its intensity rather surprisingly strongly, as a matter of fact, and is expected now to become up to a Category 2 hurricane before reaching the coast of Mexico, somewhere between Tampico and Veracruz.
Mexican government has issued a hurricane warning for a 186-mile stretch of coastline. Carl, at last word, was centered 165 miles east of Tuxpan, with maximum winds of 80 miles an hour. Making customers of Netflix and Redbox wait 28 days before they can rent new releases is proving to be something of a boon to sales of DVDs and movies. That's according to the chief executive of Warner Brothers, Barry Myers, telling an investor conference today. It's estimated the agreement has boosted video-on-demand sales by as much as 20-30%, with DVD sales also higher in the second through fourth weeks of a movie's release. Movie studio unit of Time Warner made that deal back in February. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 22 points. The Nasdaq was up a point today. You're listening to NPR. In California, state health officials now say an outbreak of whooping cough there is on track to break a 55-year-old record for the disease, with an estimated 4,000 infections and 9 deaths this year. Whooping cough is a highly contagious illness that seems to peak in terms of infections every 5 years. Officials say the outbreak is on track to exceed the record 4,900 cases set back in 1955. Symptoms with similar to common cold are more severe, however, with persistent racking coughs that can last for weeks. Also known as pertussis, the deaths all involved infants who were too young to have been fully immunized against the disease. Pope Benedict XVI arrived in Scotland today at the start of a 4-day visit to Britain. After meeting the Queen, he cautioned the British multiculturalism should not obscure the UK's Christian foundation. Larry Miller reports from London.
Pope Benedict arrived in Glasgow's Ballyhooston Park in his bulletproof white Popemobile, waving to the crowd of 45,000 cheering Catholics. In his homily, the Pope advised the youth of Scotland to put aside what he says is worthless and to avoid temptation.
Drugs, money, sex. Yet these things are destructive and divisive. There's only one thing which lasts, the love of Jesus Christ.
The pontiff spends the night in London, where Friday his itinerary includes meeting leaders of other religions and politicians. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of crude was down $1.45 a barrel, ending the session at $74.57 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.